finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Hank, for joining us here on a Wednesday on GLS. Thank you for joining us, whether you're joining us live or on your hard drive there, however you choose to consume the show. Hey, I'm not judging, you know, I don't know how you're consuming the show, but I appreciate it. And nevertheless, hey, have you ever heard of the GQ Man Awards? No? Well, we have a story, and it's this article that I pulled for it is not the one that I wanted. Damn you, run sheet! But anyway, the gist of the story is the GQ Awards, Man of the Year Awards, actually, funnily enough, added a new category in their show. Now, of course, most of it was fairly, you know, self-standard. They have they hit the full list of Men of the Year. You know, they have the Man of Style. They have International Sensation. You know, Sporting Legend, Actor of the Year, Man of Style. You know, and Breakthrough Actor, Musician of the Year, Solo Artist, you know, Sportsman of the Year, Duo of the Year, blah 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 blah, Entrepreneur of the Year, Media Personality of the Year, Menswear Designer of the Year. I mean, yeah, it's a man awards ceremony for GQ. I'm assuming it's GQ Magazine? I'm assuming it's a magazine. But anyway, yeah, it's a magazine. So, the GQ Australia names its winners of the Man... Wait, they've added a category this year to include Woman of the Year. Now, my feminist friends are going to be in rejoice that, you know, we don't need separate award ceremonies for men and women, but in all honesty, what's wrong with celebrating men and women? Hello, they have internet, they have, you know, prettiest lady of the year. That's not the point, that's not the, well, not what's technically called, but that's what it should be called, but Jesus. But they have Woman of the Year. Why can't we have Man of the Year? Why do we have to change Man of the Year to just GQ Awards? Now that's what it's going to be called now, because Woman of the Year was none other than Australia's own Ruby Rose at the GQ People of the Year Awards in 2015. We now have to change it because we can't have only men getting awards. We have to change it for also women getting awards because why not? Rose, of course, starred in the most recent season of Orange is the New Black, which is an amazing series. I'm not going to deny that. This is not a knock on Ruby Rose at all, but I don't like the political correctness where we now have to, you know, we have to change it because one person may get offended that we have an award ceremony just for men. Yet we continue to have award seasons for the women's and who are exclusive for the women's. I think it's just ridiculous, but that's just my personal opinion, and I have nothing against women. This is not an anti-woman segment by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying there is nothing wrong Why do we have to be all politically correct about awards shows that mean nothing? We have to include Woman of the Year. Now, Man Awards. Now it has to be People. But like I said, my feminist friends are going to be rejoicing in their boots because now men and women are the same, and that's the whole point of the feminist movement. So anyway, as we continue here on GLS, ooh, that got a little bit heavy. Is the NBN struggling to stay alive? Is it staying? And are we closer to gigabit internet than we think we are? We have all the answers as we continue. It's 10:32.